Other than it, heartless of that heartless species that would kill man, they terrorize on that is chocolate. Ah, this is sound all bad about. Pretty pages of investigation work done by local police, by national police organizations, and by international law enforcement. We have examined over 300 physical bits of evidence, physical exhibits. Wired Mr. Beasley and Mr. John Carlisle, Chief Investigator, Attorney General Robinson, Chief Stable, have traveled thousands of miles all over this country and to many cities in foreign countries on this investigation, our own independent investigation. And I just say to you, frankly, that we have no evidence that there was any conspiracy involved in it. I'll take this to your book. If at any time there is evidence presented, competent evidence presented, which we can investigate and bear out, that there was a conspiracy involved in it, I assure you, as your attorney general, that we will take prompt and vigorous action in searching it out, asking that indictments be returned, if there are all those people, or shouldn't be, if there are other people who are involved. And you have my assurance on that, not only me, but both of law enforcement officers and your national law enforcement officers. I just wanted to give you that thought. Thank you very much. May I?
Your place.
much the same until it's carried into execution or cause. There was nobody to take the name. But through the fact that you have an assistant attorney general who is as big as his office, if not bigger, a man who is not primarily concerned with the scouts on his belt, not trying to get a glorious reputation to run for some higher office. And the fact that you have a judge, a sincere, humane, and a passionate man, has enabled us to do here what some of the other celebrated trials were not able to. Justice Compassionate District Attorney in Los Angeles is really serious. He's a bigger man. But the judge wouldn't agree in that case. And that's why I asked you to go along. But here, in Shelby County, Tennessee, you're blessed with the judiciary and with a prosecuting attorney who are able to look at this case as well as any other case and not be swept off of me by the backwater of publicity. There's no special consideration here. I'm advised by my co-counsel, Hugh Stanton Sr., that there has never been a time in the history of Shelby County when a plea guilty was entered that definitely was made. So that all that we have here is the same precedent of equal justice being applied as it would be if this was Joe Blow or John Doe or Richard Rowe instead of James Earl Ray. Now with that, I want to ask each of you just one single question. In the jury in advance, Mr. Black, are you willing to assess the punishment that His Honor and General Canale and the attorneys for the defense have agreed upon in this case? 99 years. You are. Thank you, sir. And Mr. Blackwell, are you likewise willing to do anything in your conscience that would rebel at writing this penalty agreed upon in this case? And you, Mr. Abrams, is that your answer also? And if accepted as a juror in this case, you will underwrite the verdict and judgment of the court and prosecute your attorney and defense counsel. Thank you, Mr. Abrams. You understand?
It is.
It is NCIA. I bet they have pronounced it right here.
That's wonderful.
Are you, Mr. NCIA, willing to subscribe to the verdict of 99-year penalty in this case? That's your answer. Thank you. And you, Mr. Williams, is that your answer also? You are sworn, you are in this case, you will. Assess the penalty agreed upon as recommended by your Attorney General and approved by His Honor Judge Battle. And you, Mr. Howard, would you likewise assess the penalty of 99 years that you are accepted as a juror in this case? Thank you. And you, Mr. Counselor?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Counselor. Is your answer the same as the gentleman on the back seat? You will underwrite that for you. Yes. You, Mr. Stovall, that's your answer also. Thank you, sir. And Mr. Stovall, Mr. Pate, would you underwrite the verdict for 99 years as agreed upon, recommended by your Attorney General, and agreed to by the prosecutor and by the defendant? And Mr. Shaw, if that's your answer also, you would write the same verdict for 99 years. Mr. Rito, that's your answer, sir. And you, Mr. Bullard. Yes, you would. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Your Honor. Both sides, thank you. We do, Your Honor.
You don't agree with the with whose theories?
I think Mr. Dale's responsibility is ready to
complaint saying he doesn't agree that Ramsey Park tried to ban Hoover's right. I argued Sam and Evans in this case. I anticipated that underwriting and backing up the opinion of Gentleman Alley that they had made the same statement. You're not required to agree or withdraw or anything else.
Well, you still, your answers to these questions that I asked you would still be the same. Is that correct? There's nothing in this, these questions that I've asked you and your answers to them. You changed none of those at all. In other words, you're pleading guilty, taking 99 years, and you, I think the main question here that I want to ask you is this. Are you pleading guilty to murder in the first degree in this case because you killed Dr. Martin Luther King under such circumstances that it would make you legally guilty under of murder in the first degree under the law as explained to you by your lawyers? Your answer is still yes. All right, so that's all. That's, you swear that you're...
I swear of all truly tried to issue Trevor J. Johnson in the state of Tennessee and Jane Earl Ray on a true bill of indictment charging him with murder in the first degree, two delivered to make a true verdict in there according to the law and evidence that you got. And he seems to swear the outside to you.
He's got 4 or 5 of them. Everyone that should be sworn as an officer here is holding him in parole. All right. 5 of them.
Gentlemen, you saw him swear to take charge of the jury, keep himself apart from all persons, deliver him safely in the court, if you got
it. I do not aware.
Okay.